Shaping Tasmania, a journey in 100 objects. Here's 936 ABC Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania's morning presenter, Leon Compton, with object number 20, Mount Garrett's button.
These two little buttons look innocent enough. However, their likely owner was anything but. Jacob Mount Garrett, 1773 to 1828, arrived in Sydney in March 1803 and shortly after was appointed as the surgeon for the new settlement at Risdon Cove. Mount Garrett's hut was the first substantial building to be constructed at the settlement, and these buttons, from a naval surgeon's uniform, were discovered in 1980 by archaeologists excavating his hut site, the oldest surviving structure at Risdon. Despite his title and social standing, Mount Garrett quickly carved out a position of infamy, being implicated in the killing of Mamaramina Aboriginal people at Risdon on 3rd of May 1804. This dark episode in the new colony's history is a foundation story for the European invasion of Tasmania and for the colonists' relations with Tasmanian Aboriginal people. Following the killings, Mount Garrett was responsible for sending at least one body to Sydney in a barrel as a specimen. He also adopted a young boy, Robert Hobart May, who was orphaned in the incident and went on to adopt other Aboriginal children in northern Tasmania, including Dolly Dalrymple. As the years passed, Mount Garrett went on to be connected to a variety of dubious activities. After being accused of assisting Harbour Master Peter Mills in his bushranging activities, Mount Garrett was put on trial in Sydney in 1815. Although acquitted, Mount Garrett's luck didn't last, with one of his arms needing to be amputated. Following this, he sought permission to retire, but his pension was refused and he returned to duty in December 1817. In September 1818, Governor Macquarie recommended that Mount Garrett be dismissed for a range of misdemeanours, including stealing, and he was eventually replaced as surgeon in 1821. Mount Garrett died insolvent on the 27th of January 1828 and was buried in the Old Church of England burial grounds in Launceston.
Shaping Tasmania, a journey in 100 objects. Presented by the Tasmanian Museum and Art Gallery and ABC Local Radio.